This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
As the coronavirus pandemic rages on, many people are out of work and can't pay their rent. Illinois has a statewide moratorium on evictions, but renters worry what happens when the moratorium is lifted. A group of renters in Chicago's Logan Square neighborhood is organizing tenants' unions to put in some protections. WBEZ's Natalie Moore has the story.
36. I know I shouldn't have opened up that triple word score, but I'm really playing fast and loose here, so...
Kathleen Roberts plays Scrabble with her girlfriend in their courtyard building studio apartment. They are both restaurant servers. Roberts' restaurant closed down again. They pay $1,100 in rent and are a month behind. Ben Avis lives in an old Art Deco building. His studio apartment is full of LaCroix and...
Most importantly, my plants. I have many, many plants.
He pays $945 a month for a studio. Some of his seasonal outdoor positions have been shortened, affecting his income. A few blocks away, Lily Terrio stirs squash, beets, onions, and sage for an autumn veggie soup. Her roommate is unemployed, so things feel uncertain, she says. These are all Logan Square residents and tenant organizers. I meet up with them in Palmer Square Park.
We started organizing as a building to ask for a break on rent since so many of us had lost work.
And they got a free month of rent, Robert says. Soon after, the renters in her building started talking to people fresh out of work because of the pandemic and other buildings owned by the same company. They decided to form a tenants' union to share information, provide each other with support, and to better protect themselves. They're consulting with other tenants' groups to determine what legal protections they have and how best they can negotiate terms with their landlords to stay in their apartments. Their tenants' union doesn't require dues. It's not formal or hierarchical. To be a member, you send an email. And if you want, attend weekly virtual meetings, show up at demonstrations, or participate in call-ins. Terrio lives in a building with a different owner. She says the demand now is about nixing late fees on rent and addressing repairs. The fear is whenever the moratorium is lifted, a flood of evictions will crush tenants.
As people get further and further behind on rent, the amount of debt that people are amassing is pretty insurmountable. For some people, it's $5,000, $6,000, which isn't something you can pay if you've had no job for the last 7 months.
Logan Square is a gentrified neighborhood on the city's northwest side. Higher-income people moving in and displacing longtime Latino residents.
We are all young white people, and that is not who used to live in Logan Square.
The only way to really fight back against landlords and just capitalists in general is to build dual power and to organize as ordinary working people.
Tenants' unions have been around for a long time, locally and nationally. They focus on housing as a human right and against evictions and gentrification. Experts expect to see more tenants' unions form as the prospect of evictions loom with COVID-19. Renters in various Chicago neighborhoods are doing similar work to the Logan Square ones. Anti-eviction lawyers say 500,000 Illinois renters are at risk for eviction. In the meantime, they are protecting the tenants who have faced illegal lockouts or evictions by their landlords. But if landlords don't collect rents, they too can't pay their bills. Like Benita Harrison. She owns properties in Inglewood and Auburn Gresham and says her tenants are the working poor.
The start of COVID, since I work with a very delicate pool of tenants, and those tenants, you know, they may work two or three jobs and they don't really make enough money to create any type of savings, but they don't qualify for any subsidies.
Harrison says pre-COVID, her rent collection rate was 100%. Now it's at 60%. She's had to borrow money from her family to make ends meet. For months, landlords have criticized the eviction moratorium. They say it robs them of a critical tool they need to stay afloat. The deep struggles of renters and property owners during the pandemic is partly why the current crisis is unique and why the fallout could be so devastating. Chawanza Malone is the outgoing executive director of the Kenwood Oakland Community Organization on the South Side. For many years, he has worked on housing causes, from rent control to preserving public housing. What he tells me is sobering.
Natalie, I got to tell you, this is probably one of the scariest times I've seen.
The stories he hears about lockouts, people not being able to pay their rents. He also hears the plight of landlords.
If there aren't structural fixes to this problem, it's going to be infinitely worse than a foreclosure crisis.
The fix he wants is for banks to defer, not cancel, loan payments from property owners without penalties. If they don't have that debt, then as landlords, they won't be in a bind with renters who can't pay. Back in Logan Square, Kathleen Roberts says her organizing has another goal.
To bring together communities of neighbors who can take care of each other and do mutual aid.
After the interview, we see a woman in Palmer Square Park doing this very thing. She displays a handmade sign that says free lunch, and she plays Whitney Houston from the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
I just really want to give people bologna.
I always say, don't give me bologna because I eat ham.
Thank you. She's from a nearby church and set up a table with fruit, water, and lunch meat. The organizers gladly make sandwiches.
Take a banana. They're good.
Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.
I even brought my maraca.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Get your free lunch.